From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The battle over funding or shuttering the government appears to be over, for now anyway. The House of Representatives passed a bill today that funds the federal government through the end of September, and the Senate has followed suit. The deal came out of negotiations between President Obama, Democratic leaders in the Senate, and House Speaker John Boehner, the highest-ranking Republican in federal office right now. And the way the vote went down could have serious consequences for him and for the GOP. NPR congressional correspondent Andrea Seabrook is here to talk about it.
Hi, Robert.
First, Andrea, what was the final vote and what do the numbers tell us?
Well, the final vote was 260 to 167, so it did pass and it passed handily, but it was by no means a party line vote, which we're very used to these days. 81 Democrats voted along with the Republican leaders. And I'm sure John Boehner is very glad they did, because Republicans could not have passed this without some of them. A relatively large number of Republicans voted against their own party's bill, 59 Republicans. And that's a big number in today's world.
59 Republicans who broke ranks. What can you tell us about those Republicans?
Well, when you look over the list of Republicans who voted against their own party's bill, there are lots of fiscal conservatives. There are lots of social conservatives. In a word, many people who were backed by Tea Party groups in the last election, they did not like this. I got slews of emails afterwards explaining their votes, because, of course, they have to come out and say, here's why I voted against my party. And what it said over and over again was, not enough, not enough. The cuts weren't deep enough. These were people who were told we'd cut $100 billion out of the budget in the first year. They got far less than that. They just didn't like it. It left them cold.
Well, what does that mean for Speaker Boehner?
Well, it's interesting. There's a couple ways to look at this. I mean, Robert, this is bipartisanship. Both parties needed each other to pass it through. But bipartisanship, they're finding out, is not a whole lot of fun. And it's trouble for Boehner, because the Tea Party has never been happy with him. They've always felt like he's much more of an institutional guy, happy to spend money. And this was supposed to be his big chance to show them that he's one of them. He was going to get big cuts for them back in the beginning, right? Over the last couple of weeks, as the House has passed several different attempts at trying to keep the government open, they've dropped. Fewer and fewer Tea Party-backed candidates have voted with him. So he's losing him fast, and it could mean big trouble down the line.
Well, now the House turns to the Republicans' budget for next year and beyond, the plan written by GOP Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan, with whom we have an interview elsewhere in this program. Does today's vote have any effect on that, do you think?
Lawmakers are souring on that for several reasons. And, you know, this was an attempt by Boehner and the party leaders to say, okay, you got to vote for this thing to keep the government open, but here we're really going to cut in this budget. But they all know that this budget isn't going anywhere, and the moderates hate it because it cuts Medicare. It privatizes Medicare over time. There are a lot of reasons that people don't like it. So people are losing confidence in Boehner and Ryan, and it's a tough time.
Okay. Thank you, Andrea.
My pleasure.
It's NPR congressional correspondent Andrea Seabrook.